Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Hi, Roy. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Mary, you've got a lot of hats in the ring these days, but you had given us a call the other day, and you wanted to give us more information about Carroll County RSVP.
Absolutely. Well, we've been around since 1971 in the Valley. We cover all of Carroll County. I have over 400 volunteers, many of them that are in place at home in safe environments. So we've reached out to get for other new volunteers, especially for our medical transport program, and we are having success with that. And I thank everybody that has called to sign up to help us during these times.
Well, RSVP, very well known as a retired senior volunteer program, and lots of folks, as they get into retirement age, maybe have a little bit of time. They've worked really hard all their life, but they still have a lot of energy, and they want to help out.
They certainly do.
So what's going on with COVID-19? I know there's a lot of information and some misinformation about what's going on with numerous different programs. What are you guys doing?
We're concentrating on medical transportation, non-emergency medical transportation, both locally and long distance. We're going into Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, with people that have critical conditions that need to have treatments, and so we're doing that. We're working in a very safe environment doing it with our drivers, our passengers, our clients that we're taking. We're making sure they stay, you know, the driver in the front, the client on the passenger side in the rear, both with masks on. We have gloves, but they're doing working in a very safe environment.
And what are some of the situations that people are dealing with as far as needing to get to places and such?
Heart treatments, cancer treatments, dialysis, they can't be turned off. We do have letters. I know this going into Maine is difficult, but our drivers carry letters to ask them, mm-hmm. please understand what we're doing and getting the patient there. We usually accompany the patient into the hospital or into their medical appointment. We're not doing that. The clients are going in on their own. Health and safety is our first priority, and we're taking all the precautionary steps that are recommended by the Center of Disease Control of the World Health Center. Certainly, if you have a need to go, please contact us. We'll also pick up prescriptions for people if they need it with our drivers program. We are not doing errands for people, and I know the grocery thing and all is an issue, and I will put them in touch with somebody, but I'm not micromanaging that. That's a little bit out of the realm of the safety that I feel that we can do, and we aren't doing that. So if you have those things, if you need it, please call us, and we will get you a list of people that were willing to help, but you can call them directly and work with them directly on getting those things that you need.
What are some of the locations that you are currently helping out with?
The locations we're helping out with, we have Meals on Wheels that our drivers are delivering. We are at the food banks, and another one I want to promote is Dinner Bell on Monday night. They were at the street side doing that, but they're still there. They did last night. They were serving from the curbside. They do have other things. I have had some breads and some salads and things like that were donated. We're basically concentrating on the medical field with the hospitals and the nursing homes. We have a material girls and from Freedom that are making masks for us. We're making those not only for them, we're making them for the county home. So we're welcoming anybody that wants to do that. They can drop it off at the office. We're right at 53 Technology Lane. Leave them in the lobby. We're right at where the Economic Council is. Mm-hmm. But our main concentration is on meals to people. But being prepared at, we have 6 locations, what we call stations throughout Carroll County, that are delivering meals, and the drivers that we can, that are safe drivers that can go and deliver them, they're delivering them. Anybody probably knows our average age is 70 and above, so many of our volunteers are sheltering in place.
Right.
And we are doing things for those volunteers. We're making safety checks, and we have people within our volunteers that are helping other volunteers, so that extends to those that have given so much to us, and that's over 400 of them that in the counties who are basically, they give their time. I think it's about 1,300 different places that between all of that's the number of places these volunteers touch on a yearly basis. So they volunteer at multiple places, and we're encouraging them all to stay in place, because when this is all over, we're certainly going to need them. So
right.
Chuck Henderson has brought us in some masks.
So. Oh, nice. It's pretty impressive, too, when you think of, you know, like we think of, you know, the North Conway area, the Mount Washington Valley, but Carroll County is a pretty big place, isn't it?
It is a big place to come away, is right. Because we're fielding calls from every town, people needing help and needing transportation. And we have Marshall Allen, is well-known in the Valley.
Love him.
He has stayed on board as one of our main drivers, and usually we try to connect people. The drivers close, if there's someone in Freedom, we try to get them close to Freedom to transport. But Marshall has been very kind, and he is traveling to Freedom, to Effingham, to Sandwich, to Wolfboro, picking people up to take them to, whether it be to Portland or Boston or Dover or whatever. So he has been a godsend to us.
He's a great guy. And all those folks that work with Carroll County RSVP, we thank them so much for their service and what they'll be able to get back into once all of this gets passed. Mary, how's the best way to get in touch with you guys if you do have any questions?
Give us a call at 356-9331. You can also email us at info.ccrsvp.org. We are in the office. We're staying very safely in the office, but the calls are coming in, and we feel we're in need to be there. So we have a little bit of stipend money from Salvation Army that we can afford to give somebody if they needed grocery money, maybe a $50 gift certificate to go to Hannaford's to shop. They give us like $800, so right. That doesn't go too far. We'd like to be able to help anybody that we can with it until it's exhausted. If you need food, please call us.
Okay, Mary. Great information. Mary Carey Seavey of Carroll County RSVP and a selectman in the town of Conway. Thank you so much for reaching out to us so that we could get the information out there, and I hope you and yours stay very, very safe. Thank you so much. Love you a lot.
Love you too, Roy. Thank you so much for all you're doing.
Okay. Take care, my friend.
Bye.